Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for April 10th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include ultimate speed test on live sites have started. Woohoo! Speed workshop for my webmaster training members. Are you getting all the low-hanging easy fruit to speed up your site? Why to check your SSL certificate to ensure it is not from Symantec. The skinny on Google using Chrome data to verify your site speed. How and why speed matters to your bottom line. How to hook your visitors with a sizzling about page. What's up with the stop word feature for permalinks in Yoast SEO. Whether issues I reported at SiteGround have been resolved or not. And why you should never ask your host to make changes with your site. All right, let's dive in. I hope you'll join me tonight live, 8 p.m.-ish Eastern, for the party and interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Bloggate Facebook page. And you can also catch the quick recap later that evening on the Bloggate YouTube channel. In Bloggate happenings, after 3 months of deep speed study and testing, I am thrilled to share that the ultimate speed test on live sites are underway. We finally confirmed 100% the Cloudflare speed setting that Goof's member and e-com sites and any other type of site where you have subscribers log in, like BuddyPress forums and such. What we could not confirm is why that setting got stuck and wouldn't clear for up to 3 days after it was changed. But the main thing is, we know what it is. And all of my members have been able to access tutorials since last week. Woo! And so now I'm ready to apply the other speed settings to all Bloggate-related sites later this week. In fact, I'll probably start on those tomorrow. And I've already got tests underway for the first of my site audit clients who volunteered for ultimate speed tweaks too. And that's going very well. And as soon as I finish up with Bloggate in these client sites, I'll be releasing my webmaster speed tutorials too. In fact, I'm thinking we'll be doing a workshop to get everyone up to speed, pun intended, as quickly as possible, since the speed test went a month longer than I had planned. Now, I've already updated the tutorials in Level 4 for performance testers, and those are super critically important, as you have to identify what's slowing down the site first. That also includes back-end checks at the host for useless bulk and security issues. Guys, there is no magic bullet to overcome sheer page and hosting weight. And that's all the easy, low-hanging fruit to take care of first. Then you apply the deeper speed tweaks. You know, do the easy stuff first. I see so many folks just run speed tests and try to go on the scores without having any clue what goes into making up those scores. And then they just throw speed plugins at the problem and never configure them properly. And then they complain the plugin doesn't work. That's going about the whole thing backwards. And that's why we start with the site audit first. In that 20 to 30 page report and 2 hour live chat, you will see as clearly as I do what the problems are. And you wouldn't believe how much difference it makes just to relieve the site of resource hog plugins and substitute them with better choices. So never overlook the power of the easy stuff. Now, I am thrilled so many folks jump quickly to get their site audits done, as well as their HTTPS conversion last month. We're working toward the last of that wait list now, and we'll be getting everyone still on the wait list started before the end of this month. And that means now is a good time for you to get your site on the list. That way, you'll be sure you're well ahead of Google's July deadline for both speed and HTTPS. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In HTTPS tips, now most of us are using the free Let's Encrypt SSL certificate from our host for our HTTPS stuff. But if you're on a paid certificate, ensure it's not issued by Symantec at your host. Last year, They didn't give due diligence to verifying who was buying the certificate, and they issued one for a Google domain to a non-Google related company. Ooh! So, Google took their revenge by making Chrome not trust that certificate and will pop a huge warning up for any sites that are using it. Now, you can probably easily see what SSL certificate you have via your host cPanel, but if you can't, then just ask your host who is the issuer. In speed tips, now as y'all have heard me say for months now, Google will officially consider speed an SEO ranking factor in July. And you might be wondering, what will they rely on to see how fast your site is? Well, that data will come from Chrome browser users, and you can see what Google thinks is being reported on your site in the Google PageSpeed Insights test. Now, I reported this to you several months ago in Tips Tuesday, and so far, most of us are seeing no speed data. Instead, we're seeing a message that not enough data has been gathered to report anything. Now, I'm betting it's going to take the rest of the year before most of us see much of anything reported. And to top it off, some cell phone users are on iPhones and using Safari as a browser. So, even when there is enough data to report, it's going to be skewed more toward Android users only. Plus, it will only collect data on Chrome browsers that have a setting turned on to share such anonymous info. Now, in the aftermath of the Facebook privacy hoo-ha, I'm betting more and more folks are going to become sensitive about sharing any data this way. So, I'm not sure how long it's going to take Google to collect enough data on each site to be statistically viable by this means. However, what I do know is that more and more site owners are going to jump on the speed bandwagon. And that means visitors are going to get used to fast sites and become more and more intolerant of slow ones. And that means they're going to bounce and never see your ads or your offers or any other money-making things on your site. The time to change how you do things with your site is now, before you have a massive loss of revenue, if you're not already seeing that with all the hoo-ha happening at Pinterest. Diversify your traffic streams now and get ahead of the wave of change that's coming. In conversion tips, every page on your site is a sales page, and that includes your About Us page. In fact, it's one of the most important pages on your site, not only for conversion, but for SEO. Now, there are all kinds of SEO tricks you need to employ on your About page. And that's the kind of stuff we cover in my DIY SEO course. And then there's the copy and design of the page to consider too. Now, there are all manner of conversion points you need to be getting on your About page. I've got a nice post for you here from Torque that covers some design elements you want to consider as well. Now, that includes creating a special page template for the page so it looks almost like a landing page. So, go check it out and open your mind to just how powerful this one page can be for your site success. In plugin tips, now FYI, if you use the stop word removal function in the Yoast SEO plugin to take out words from your permalink like a, the, of, and such, then you'll need to manually start performing that duty. That function has been removed in the latest Yoast SEO update. And all I can say is, good riddance. I never thought that was a worthwhile idea compared to the risk of getting a -2 on the permalink if you write about the same sorts of things all the time. Now, doing it manually has risks too, like misspellings, capitalizing words, and forgetting the hyphens. So there's just too little SEO gain in doing it to make it worthwhile, in my opinion. Not to mention that it makes your permalinks look a little spammy too. In hosting tips, last week I reported that there were some strange things going on at SiteGround, and they seem to have been resolved for the two clients I was working with that were affected. Now, just know that when things like this pop up, some of it's out of the host's control, like this easy Apache update from cPanel. Got a link for you in the show notes. There was a bug in it, and that could have caused some servers to be unavailable for a while. Now, hosts are forced to do updates to all the softwares they use on their servers. It's sort of like the operating systems we use on our computers and phones and such. Bugs happen, and sometimes the host can work around it, and sometimes they can't. Just be mindful that they're doing all they can to keep your site live at all times, and be mindful that they often take the blame from angry clients, even when it's not their fault. So go easy on your host when things pop up and find out what the real problem is before you fly off the handle at them. And guys, last week I had to just do a little rant. Stop asking your host to make site changes. Hosts, no hosting, not WordPress. They are not qualified to do the work. They're server admins, not webmasters, not devs, not designers. And for that matter, most designers aren't qualified to do tech work either. Most come from a graphic arts background. Most don't know the tech like security, speed, HTTPS, and SEO. So hire the right people for the job. And if you're a site owner, get in the know about what's happening with your site. Get an audit. And if you're a designer, get in the know about the tech with the webmaster training. And you can see my rant live over on the Blog Aid Facebook page. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share the post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free info and help you get on Blog Aid. And be sure to join me tonight for the live recap and party. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.